Well, let's head to the live line. It's a Tuesday. What do? We go to Dial a Doc, and today we're heading to FHN. And the FHN preventionist, Margie Kochmeyer, is back with us again today. Hey, Margie, good morning. Hello to you.
Good morning, Scott.
Well, flu season beginning, and we have the two contagious viruses in the region now, one the flu, the other COVID-19. Tell us about the symptoms and how they differ.
Very similar symptoms for both flu and COVID. The muscle aches, headache, fever, and cough are some of the similar symptoms. Some people, but not everybody that gets COVID, will report a loss of taste and smell that we typically don't see with the flu virus. So sometimes the only way to know the difference between the two is to test for them.
Well, let's talk about that. I know that you're talking about, well, we'll talk about testing in a moment here, but how dangerous are these two viruses?
They can be dangerous to different groups of people. They can be dangerous to people that are healthy. Each year, the flu kills about 36,000 people in the United States. Kids die from the flu every year. We've lost over 700,000 people in the United States from COVID, 27,000 of them in Illinois. That's the size of Freeport. Globally, 4 million people have died. Both of these viruses have vaccines that can help reduce illness.
And could you actually get COVID-19 and flu influenza at the same time?
It's possible, and we have seen both COVID and the flu. And the flu we're talking about is the seasonal respiratory illness, also called influenza, because they're two different viruses. So being vaccinated for one doesn't provide protection for the other. While they can both have some of the same symptoms, sometimes the only way, like we said, to know which one it is to test.
Well, and now you're led into my question. What about testing for both? Can you at FHN test for both the influenza and for COVID-19?
Yes, FHN provides testing for both COVID and influenza, and then we can do an actual respiratory panel that can check for over 20 different respiratory viruses so that we can get a diagnosis. We have the Mavis tent in our parking lot where we can test. You call your provider, they call in the test, and then we can get you tested there.
All right. What about vaccines? Remind us about why we have vaccines. What is the purpose of a vaccine?
Vaccines were developed to prevent us from getting sick from a disease. It triggers an immune response so that when our body sees that virus, we have antibodies to fight against it. Remember, there's no vaccine that's 100%. There are some that are very close. For influenza, we have about 60% protection if the circulating strain is well matched with the vaccine. That doesn't always happen, but 60% is great. For COVID, we saw 90% protection with the vaccine, but now that the variant is here, the Delta variant is stronger, it's giving us about 85% protection still, which is good.
What about, we hear about breakthrough cases of COVID-19. Does that mean the vaccine's not working?
Breakthrough cases is when somebody gets a disease despite being vaccinated for it. While it's rare, they're becoming more frequent as the variant strains like the Delta have become stronger. And when this happens, it's going to make our vaccines less protective. The vaccine is working, and it is doing what it's intended because we are seeing less vaccinated people become critically ill and need to be on ventilators or even requiring hospitalization and dying. It is the sickest people that we're seeing that have been unvaccinated.
And so what you're kind of saying is that the vaccine will help, not in 100% of the cases, but does the vaccine also provide a potential like therapy as well, or at least, you know, in terms of the COVID-19?
What I'm seeing is people that are vaccinated are sometimes not even having to come into the hospital. We're able to treat them as an outpatient with outpatient medications. Those that come in that are vaccinated usually don't wind up in the ICU on a ventilator. It's usually the sickest people we're seeing that are unvaccinated. So it helps them become less critical.
You mentioned survivability. Gotcha. Well, that's key. You mentioned the Delta variant. Are we going to need a new vaccination for every variant that's going to occur on this COVID-19 in the future?
We've seen so many variant strains. We know Delta's got 15 different variants at least. We're not going to need a vaccine for every variant strain because there is some protection. Remember, we talked about 85% protection in our vaccine. What we're going to probably see, though, is an annual vaccine. So every year they will look at it like the flu, see what the strain is, and provide protection for us.
I know that people are concerned about getting or not getting the flu shot this year as it relates to the vaccination, and they may have not received the COVID-19 vaccination. Well, you know, what is your advice in all that?
Because we're going to have two circulating viruses, COVID and influenza, and because the COVID strains are getting stronger, you may want to think about protecting yourself for both COVID and influenza. It's important to know, though, if you received a COVID vaccine, it protects you for the virus that causes COVID. It doesn't protect you for the virus that causes the flu because they're different viruses. You can have both at the same time. Vaccines, remember, prevent illness, but also prevent critical illness if you're vaccinated and get the virus.
What about if you've already been vaccinated for COVID-19? Now we're hearing about booster shots. What's your thought on that?
Well, not everybody needs a booster shot right away. The recommendations for boosters are for those who took their last Pfizer vaccine 6 months ago. So the only approved booster is Pfizer. So this is people who are 65 and older, long-term care, those with conditions that make them immunocompromised, cancer, organ transplant. And it's because people that have a compromised immune system don't build the same level of immunity to the two doses as compared to those who are healthy and have that they're not immunocompromised. So they need that third dose to get the protection that the general public gets with two. People who work in occupations that put them at risk are going to need a booster dose. Moderna doesn't have a booster at this time. They're working on it, and they're talking about it being a half dose. Johnson & Johnson doesn't have a booster. They're saying their one-time vaccine, they think that may be all that you need, that there may be more coming on that. And Pfizer right now is asking for emergency use authorization for kids 5 through 11, and that's going to be a lesser dose than the adults. But for the general public, no, keep watching. There may be boosters coming.
What about in terms of if you're thinking, if you're eligible for a booster, or if now you're finally thinking about getting the shots in terms of the COVID-19 vaccination, what is the order in terms of how should you take these shots with the, if you're going to take the flu vaccine too? What's your thought on all that?
Well, if you're going to plan on taking a booster and you're 6 months from your last dose, then I would say take the COVID booster now, since COVID is circulating and the flu is not. Then wait 2 weeks and take your flu vaccine. I wouldn't wait too long on the flu, though, because you always want to keep yourself protected with the vaccine before the flu gets here. Again, the only booster available is Pfizer, so only those who took Pfizer are eligible for the boosters. And then remember, when you go to get your booster, to bring your vaccine card, because they'll need to put the third dose on for you.
All right, and what about parents and thought about with their kids who are not eligible to be vaccinated yet? How can parents keep their kids as safe as possible from both the flu and also from COVID-19?
So the best way for parents to protect themselves and their kids is with vaccination. That's the best way for both flu and COVID to stay protected. FHN providers have vaccines, the flu vaccines. You can call them and schedule an appointment for that. Local pharmacies like CVS and Walgreens are providing COVID vaccines for 12 and older. And this year, I understand that they're also providing flu vaccines for ages 3 and up, but call and schedule an appointment with them. In the event that you get one of them and you're vaccinated, your chance of survival is going to be better. 12 to 15-year-olds are still eligible to get vaccines, but they are not included in the booster doses. They're still under emergency use authorization. Because the virus can be transmitted by someone who doesn't appear sick, remember the things we talk about every year during flu season: good hand hygiene to reduce transmission, and that's for both COVID and the flu. Wear your mask when recommended and avoid indoor crowded areas.
All right, and what happens if when somebody asks you, say, well, I've had COVID, Should they get vaccinated as well? They say, I've got the immunities, I've had COVID. What's your response to that?
My response to that is to take the vaccine because we don't know how long they're going to carry antibodies, and we don't know whether or not it will protect them for the variant strains.
And have you seen any cases, I've been watching this, where someone has been vaccinated and also has had COVID? So, and have you seen any what I would call double breakthrough cases on record where people have actually done both? They've got the vaccination and they also did have COVID, or had COVID and then got the vaccination. Have they gotten COVID a second time? Has anybody gotten COVID a second time is what I'm asking?
They have, and I've actually checked into this to see in our area what's happening. It's not many, but it is occurring. So know that, you know, keep up on the boosters and keep up on the vaccines to keep yourself protected. And always make sure that you're taking those precautions when you're in public. Don't think that your antibodies are protecting you 100%.
All right. And if people want to learn more information about what we talked about, all the vaccines and the flu, the influenza, all that, Margie, how can they do that?
You can find out more information about flu or COVID at the FHN.org site, the CDC, or the Illinois Department of Public Health. You can also listen to the interviews on our website, choosing the topic of your interest.
All right, Margie, always great to talk to you. Great information. I know we'll talk again soon, all right?
Thank you.
All right, Margie Kochmeyer, infection preventionist at FHN, and the preceding brought to you and sponsored by FHN.